Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, November 30th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Hey, this is it for November, right? The last day. So, there you go. Hey, I'm going to talk a little bit about my market views for a change. Don't talk about that too much, but I'm going to do that. And talk about Trump, his cabinet appointments, what's coming up in the future, and just some general other news. Well, first, just my views on the market. I'm bullish. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm bullish, but I'm scared. I'm a scaredy cat bull. You know, we've had a market rally now since 2009, so it's getting long in the tooth, right? It's been seven years, and I'm always kind of worried about the first year of a president. Go back and take a look at 2009 with Barack Obama, at least down to the March lows. Go take a look at the year 2001 with George Bush. That wasn't a good year, right? He kind of got that NASDAQ collapse on him. Anyways, so I'm kind of worried. The market's getting long in the tooth, and we're really, well, we'll see. So maybe early December's weak from where we are right now. So I'm bullish into the end of the year. Maybe early December's kind of weak. We see a little bit of a pause, and maybe we get a rally into the year, end of the year. So my thought is that we see some tax loss selling in the first couple weeks and some year-end positioning. We also are facing an interest rate hike by the Fed and speculation on what's next, right? What are they going to do with interest rates coming up? But then things calm down for the holidays, and they say never short a dull market. So we should start to see volume dry up as we get to the last part of December. So anyways, that's my thought, is that I'm bullish. I'm not going to do any selling. At least that's not my plan right as of right now. But going into the new year, we do have a transition, and we'll see how it goes. But right now, I'm bullish. I don't think there's a reason to just go out and start shorting stocks or move to the sidelines. Today, the market was flat. A little disappointing, right? The Dow was up one, but take a look at the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ kind of got crushed, what, down about 56 points. Tech stocks really haven't fared well since the election. But you know what was up big today? Oil. Remember yesterday how I said oil was down because OPEC just couldn't agree on anything? Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, everybody balking on oil production cuts. But guess what? Today they all sang kumbaya, got back together, and decided they are going to cut oil by, I think, over a million barrels a day. Oil was up 9% on that. And you know, take a look at some of the oil sector stocks. I mean, it's just crazy, right? So just looking at SM Energy Corp, 24.9%. Lucas Energy, 27%. These are moves up. Continental Resources, 22.6%. Neighbors, 22%. Sanchez, 22%. What else? Jones Energy, 21%. Marathon Oil, 20%. Anyways, you get the idea, right? That's a pretty good day for oil. It's a pretty good day for oil. Anyways, so what does that mean? Well, it means you and I are going to pay more. Unless we start pumping more, right? We don't get as much oil from the Middle East as we used to. We're not as reliant on it, although global oil is a global commodity, so everybody else uses Mideast oil. But we just found a bunch of oil in Texas, so it'll be a while before that comes online, but it will come online. And with Trump coming in and probably releasing more federal land to oil exploration, we should, you know, oil production from the OPEC isn't going to affect us that much over the long term. In the short term, could be. So, more cabinet announcements coming from the incoming Trump administration. And is he really draining the swamp? Some familiar names, right? So anyways, Steve Mnuchin from is going to be the Treasury Secretary, assuming everybody gets appointed, right? So Trump also said he's going to have a news conference with his kids on December 15th. He's going to turn over his business, right? That's been in the news, his conflict of interest with his businesses. He also, yesterday, he came up with a deal with the Carrier Air Conditioning Company to keep 1,000 jobs in Indiana. So he's going to Indiana on Thursday to talk that up. So part of Mr. Trump's plans coming in are going to be huge tax cuts. They want to cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. And their thought is that'll bring huge amounts of jobs back to the United States. So 15% will be pretty competitive with Ireland and these other countries that have like 12-15% tax brackets, right? So it'll also bring a lot of cash that's parked overseas back to the United States. They also say that it's not going to provide a net benefit to the rich. They're going to cut taxes for the middle class. They want to basically take the income tax brackets down to three tax brackets, back from the whatever we have now, five or six, right? And they gotta, for the rich, they want to offset any income bracket reductions with less deductions. They want to cap the deductions, right? So they want to eliminate, the House GOP basically wants to eliminate all the individual tax deductions except for mortgage and charitable deductions. But they also want to increase the standard deduction to offset that. So President Trump wants to, in contrast, wants to keep all the itemized deductions, but he wants to cap the deductions at $100,000 for individuals, $200,000 for married folks, and he also wants to increase the standard deduction. So there's also been talk about inflation and the GDP coming in at 4 to 6%, but they're actually targeting a growth rate of 3 to 4%, which is a lot lower, right? Better than what we have now. The New York Times said we hadn't seen a consistent growth rate like that since the 1990s, but I beg to differ. During the middle of the last decade in the 2000s, from 2003 to either 2006 or 7, George Bush had a 3% GDP every quarter during that time, every single quarter. It just ended bad, right? Because of the housing crunch. Anyways, they also want to eliminate parts of the Dodd-Frank regulation. It's kind of funny. They only want to keep the good parts, right? But anyways, they want to basically figure out a way to increase lending, strip back that part that reduces or prevents banks from lending out money. That's the economic plan. Nancy Pelosi is going to come back. She's going to be back as the House Democratic leader. So that's great news, right? I mean, who wants to see her back on? I can't believe they'd reelect her, right? So anyway, she's still back on. So I've been talking a little bit about Nike. They're having a bad year. Worst stock in the Dow, right? But they, if you take a look at their competition, Adidas, United Armour, they're still raking in the cash. They still make over $3 billion a year. So kind of interesting to keep that in mind if you're looking at a shoe company. I don't own any of those stocks yet. Netflix rollout for their iPhone, iOS, and Android apps. You can now download movies for offline viewing, so you don't have to be connected to the net. Just download it. So if you're traveling on a plane, in a car, you can actually watch it on your device without using your data plan. That's actually kind of big news, I think. Disney's not participating yet, but pretty neat, I think. Anyways, we talked a lot about Big Friday or Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You know, the rankings were who got the most business. Number one, Amazon. Number two, eBay. Number three, Walmart. Number four, Kohl's. Kohl's. All those emails about 25% off, 40% off must have registered. Kohl's was number four. Number five was Target. Finally, the guy who brought you the Big Mac, Michael Delegati. He passed away today. He was 98 years old. Anyways, he was more affectionately known as Jim. He was one of McDonald's first franchisees. He created the Big Mac in 1967 in Uniontown, PA. Passed away today at 98 years old. So the Big Mac, almost 50 years old, right? And now they're spawning off the Big Mac Jr. and the Deluxe, right? Anyways, it's a favorite. I've had one in my entire life. I've had one Big Mac. That was a few years ago. But it was pretty good.
And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
Yes is no. Status quo, up is down.